It's Monday morning here on Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. Make sure to follow Locked On Warriors on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, or wherever you get podcasts for episodes every day, Monday through Friday. A lot to catch up on from the weekend. Steph Curry's red-hot scoring streak is threatened by a sprained ankle. Juan Toscano-Anderson enters the league's concussion protocol, and the Warriors take on the Eastern Conference leading Sixers tonight on ESPN. Before we get to all that, let's talk about Indeed. You're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making your shortlist of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster, only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications, and schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately, and Indeed Skills Test that on average reduces hiring time by 27%, you can choose from more than 130 skill tests or add your own, then add your must-have requirements so that you only pay for the applicants that meet them. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than any other job site combined. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Get started right now with your free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Again, get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/locked. Indeed.com/locked. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Let's also talk about BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NBA is making the playoff push. The NHL season and Major League Baseball are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, again, a lot to get to here, starting with Steph Curry, who is questionable for Monday night's game in Philadelphia after suffering a sprained left ankle in Saturday's loss in Boston. Now, the loss itself hurts, considering that the Warriors led by as many as 16 points and could have extended their win streak to 5 games and moved a game ahead of the Spurs for sole possession of the 9 seed in the West had they beaten the Celtics. Instead, the loss drops them back to below 500. Still, a loss to the Celtics may end up being the least of their concerns if Steph has to miss several games with this injury. Losing Steph now would just come at an awful time for these Warriors, who have won 5 of their last 7. They're playing the best basketball of the season during this playoff push, and Steph over his last 10 games has just been on a tear. He's averaging 39.1 points on 54.6% shooting overall, including 48.6% on 14 three-point attempts per game. And with 15 games left in the regular season, a prolonged absence could threaten Golden State's playoff hopes. The Warriors are 1-7 in games without Steph this season. And after Monday's game against the Sixers, winnable games against the Wizards, Nuggets, and Kings look a lot more difficult if you don't have Steph leading this team. Now, helping his scoring surge has been the fact that the Warriors have committed to playing smaller since James Wiseman was ruled out for the season with this meniscus injury. Draymond Green, Juan Toscano-Anderson are filling a ton of minutes at center and at power forward. Kevon Looney is their only traditional five on the floor. And because they're playing smaller and faster and passing the ball a little bit more, this offense has found a rhythm over the last few games. During that 7-game stretch, this Warriors offense ranks 3rd in offensive rating. Defensively, they're getting after it. They're 5th, I believe, in defensive rating. But they could be... The Warriors could be at risk of missing not just Steph, but also Juan Toscano-Anderson, who's been so key in this run. After taking a hard fall in Saturday's loss, he was diving for a loose ball, went crashing over the scorer's table, laid there for a few minutes, and then walked the locker room under his own power, which was a good sign. But he was holding this towel over his head. He got stitches for a laceration on his head in the locker room and then was ruled out for the rest of the game. It was announced that he had suffered a concussion. Later that night, announced that he was going to enter the league's concussion protocol. So he's out from Monday night's game in Philly, and he could miss two, three, four more games, depending on how he goes through this protocol. And without Steph and without Juan T, and by the way, with Kelly Oubre considered questionable with that wrist injury that sidelined him for the last five games, the Warriors could be down to just 9 or 10 rotation players tonight in Philadelphia, and maybe even a few games after that. This is a tough break for a team that, again, was playing its best basketball of the season, was in the middle of a playoff push, and looked like they could not only be a bona fide play-in team, but potentially get up to number 9, or maybe even into the 7-8 game in that play-in tournament with the way that Steph was playing. I mean, the numbers that he's been putting up are ridiculous. And this ankle injury is touchy, right? Now, we know that Steph is not a stranger to these ankle injuries. He's very in tune with his body. He understands how that part of his body works. He said after the game that he doesn't know what his status going forward could be, because with that ankle, so much of it depends on how it responds the next day, the next few days, you know, the next 24 to 48 hours.
Kind of the usual ones I've had in the past. I kept playing, so that's a good sign in terms of, you know, where the pain was, but we'll see how it responds tomorrow. It's kind of a guessing game at this point, but the fact that I could even continue was a good sign.
Steph is questionable for tonight's game in Philly. All we could do now is wait and see. Elsewhere in the NBA, Zion Williamson told reporters after playing the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, "I think outside of New Orleans, New York is my favorite place to play basketball," and the excitement in his voice is undeniable.
Bruce.
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I mean, New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
Does this mean Zion wants to play for the Knicks? If you remember, the Knicks could have taken Zion in the draft had they won the lottery a couple years ago, but instead they didn't. New Orleans did. The Knicks ended up with his Duke teammate, R.J. Barrett, and unfortunately for them, Zion won't be a restricted free agent until 2023, and then it would likely be 3 or 4 years after that when he could become an unrestricted free agent now. If Zion wants to pull an Anthony Davis, force his way out of New Orleans before that contract is completed, I suppose he can go in that direction. But what the Pelicans are building now seems pretty good. They're a fringe playoff team right now. Zion is playing at an all-NBA level. But if you look at what the Knicks are doing, they are led by basically a CAA front office. They have his former teammate in R.J. Barrett as one of their offensive leaders, who he knows how to play with and has played with, right? They're building something there also, the Knicks are. And by the end of the year, the Knicks could be in the playoffs and the Pelicans might not be. And I mentioned the CAA-led front office, the former CAA executive, now Knicks front office, is key here because Zion himself is a CAA. He is represented by CAA. So he knows the same people as they know. So there's going to be nothing but speculation. The excitement with which Zion talked about playing in New York was palpable. And it lit Twitter on fire for the weekend. Because why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it? Finally, the league is telling teams to be vigilant about the impact of a potential verdict this week in the Derek Chauvin trial for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, including that the possibility of games could be postponed. This is according to ESPN. The looming specter of possible protests, civil unrest, and team reactions and player reactions in the aftermath of a verdict expected this week has the league office preparing for the possibility that a night or two of the NBA's games could be postponed this week. The closing arguments for the Derek Chauvin trial are expected Monday, and a verdict expected at some point after that. That's what you need to know from the Warriors weekend. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You could send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WCGoldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. Tune in later today for a live edition of Locked On Warriors over on the Locker Room app. Download the Locker Room app. Follow me at WCGoldberg or tune in for the recorded podcast version later in the day. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. I'll see you here later today and tomorrow for a recap of tonight's game in Philly.